The greatest parenting advice that I have ever received to this day is just add water. And today you're going to find out why that works. So during the pandemic, like many other families, we decided that we were going to pick up a hobby, and that hobby was hiking. Emmy was about 2 years old, we were both working from home, our schedules were pretty flexible, and we were like, you know what, he's young enough that if we start hiking pretty regularly, this will just have always been a part of his life. And so we do it. Like, we totally commit to this. We end up hiking several days a week. And as a result, you know, we get to see some of the most beautiful things to this day that even I have seen in my life. Like, we have ended up in forests during the fall where the only sound that you could hear was, like, the swish, swish of your feet in the leaves. Or when we hiked 5 miles up a mountain in complete fog and then it brought us up to a vista where all we can see was the fog below us. Hikes where it was, you know, snowing. It started snowing on the trail. So, like, we were really committed to whatever the weather was, whatever the season was. We were doing this and having a really great time. And I also learned a lot about my family, too, that we are really good at turning it around in a tough situation, which we ended up in a lot of because we're not good at planning ahead. Dear audience, this is foreshadowing. So July 2021 comes, and we decide that we're going to start picking up pieces of the Appalachian Trail and outside of Maryland. And so we kick it off with a weekend planned in Pennsylvania. We pick, like, 3 different trails on the AT that we're going to do. I find this cute little tiny cabin that's like a midpoint for all of these places. I should have known what kind of trip this was going to be based off of, one, the fact that Emmy is 3 now. And I don't know if you have ever had a 3-year-old. Anybody? Yes, they have a list of grievances, and you never know when they are going to drop them on your ass. As soon as we pull up to our tiny cabin, we are in, like, toddler deep in a meltdown. We do not know what tripped this up, but it lasts for hours. And that tiny cabin that I booked is starting to feel like a really bad idea. At one point, I hear Matt asking Emmy, what is it that he needs? And he just screams, I need nothing! So this sets the tone for the weekend. And it will surprise all of you that none of us were well rested the next day. We were all grumpy, but God damn it, we came here to hike, and so we're gonna hike. The first trail that we hit is at a place called Peter's Mountain. We get our shit together, we make it to the trail. It's 90 degrees outside, it's really muggy, but, like, we're committed, we're doing this. We make it to the beginning of the trail itself, and remember earlier when I said that we're not good at planning ahead? This trail is nothing but rocks. It is steep, and I don't mean, like, you know, a few rocks here and there that might be a tripping hazard. Make sure you look while you're walking. I am talking about big, jagged rocks on top of rocks on top of rocks. Imagine being on a Stairmaster, but inside of a sauna filled with gnats. Okay? This is what that felt like. And we have 2.5 miles to go up this mountain. But we're doing it. And, like, Emmy's actually having a really great time exploring and climbing these rocks. And I'm just like, yes, like, we're going to make it. We're going to get another really great Kelly family hike in the books. But again, 3-year-old just stops walking. And he just sits on the ground and is like, nope, I'm not doing this anymore. But we have made it far enough ahead that we're like, there's no turning back. And we are negotiating with him. We are trying to bribe him with gummy bears. Nothing is working. But he's still small enough that he fits in one of the hiking backpacks, so we just throw him in there and move it. He cries and screams the entire rest of the 2 miles up this mountain. Okay, so now you're on a Stairmaster in a sauna filled with gnats with a screaming toddler on your back. But, like, you hit this point in parenting where I don't know, maybe it's like a survival mechanism where the sounds just kind of turn into white noise because you just have to keep going. Like, you don't have any other choices here. But then we make it to the top. And once again, like all of our other experiences, it is stunning. And we all have this moment where we're just like, it's worth it. It's always worth it every single time, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And we find a nice clearing at the top of the mountain. We sit down, we have our lunch, we're taking it in. Our nervous systems are regulating. And I'm thinking, okay, like the next half of this hike, it's going to be great. And then I say, Matt, did I just hear thunder? And he's like, maybe, might have heard thunder. And I'm like, okay, did you check the weather before we left? And he's like, I'm pretty sure I did. Clear skies. In the horizon, I see dark, dark clouds rolling in and rolling in very fast. And I point to that and I'm like, those clear skies? And he's like, you know what? I might have checked it from the cabin that we're staying at and not the location that we were going to. And we see that a storm is moving in very, very quickly. Thunder, lightning, like we are about to get hit any second. And just then the wind picks up and it is increasing at an alarmingly like rapid pace. So if you have never been stuck at the top of a mountain during a storm, when you look up the most dangerous places to be for lightning, high grounds, outdoors, open space, isolated trees. We are at the top of a mountain, outside, in an open space, surrounded by isolated trees. The other thing that you should know about a dynamic in our family is that my co-parent does not have a healthy amount of fear in him. And that, like, it just does not exist. And I am a highly anxious person, and so this sends me on overdrive as I am constantly overcompensating for his disturbing lack of fear. But on this particular day, he had fear in his eyes. And that was the point in which I was like, oh, this is how we die today. Okay. So we are freaking out and we do not know what to do. We are looking for like any place that we can take shelter. But like there's nowhere. We're just like, tree, nope, another tree, nope, not this tree. Okay, nope, get away from the fucking trees. And we're like, okay, the only way to get out of this is to just descend as quickly as possible. Now, remember all of those rocks that we had to go up? Yeah, those are the same rocks that we also have to go down. We are on Stairmaster Mountain. And so we throw Emmy into the backpack and we just start like walking across the top of this mountain to make it to the other side to get down to the trail as quickly as possible. We were reviewing our GoPro footage in preparation for this story, and during this part, you can hear Matt and I singing a song that we picked up from one of Emmy's favorite shows at the time, which was, walking through the forest, walking through the forest, we are not afraid, we're not afraid. We were very afraid. So we get to the trail, we start descending, and then the skies just open up and unleash the fury on us. The lightning and thunder are right on top of each other, and it is like big, fat, wet, just like heavy raindrops. It is pouring rain. So now we're like going down, like trying to descend as quickly as possible down these rocks in the rain, but that was the safer option than staying up there and getting hit by lightning. And at this point, Emmy starts laughing maniacally. and is absolutely delighted by what is happening. And he has no sense of fear, and as far as he's concerned, this is the best moment of his life. The rain stops as soon as we make it to the bottom, thus proving just add water works every time. Thank you.